This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban insurgents entered Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, on Sunday as the United States evacuates diplomats from its embassy by helicopter, and a government minister said power will be handed over to an interim administration. The developments cap a lightning advance by the Islamist militants who were ousted from Kabul 20 years ago by U.S.-led forces after the September 11th attacks on the United States. A Taliban spokesman claims the group is in talks with the government for a peaceful surrender of Kabul. The collapse of the Afghan government defense has stunned diplomats. Just last week, a U.S. intelligence estimate said Kabul could hold out for at least 3 months. Kabul residents say many streets are clogged by cars and people either trying to rush home or reach the airport. Afghans fled the provinces to enter the capital in recent days, fearing a return to hardline Islamist rule. Haitians worked overnight to pick through shattered buildings in search of friends and relatives trapped in the rubble after a devastating earthquake struck the Caribbean country on Saturday, killing more than 300 people and injuring many more. The 7.2 magnitude quake flattened hundreds of homes in the impoverished country, which is still clawing its way back from another major trembler 11 years ago and has been without a head of state since the assassination of its president last month. Southwestern Haiti bore the brunt of the blow, and by Saturday evening, Haitian officials had registered at least 304 fatalities and more than 1,800 people injured. Churches, hotels, hospitals, and schools were badly damaged or destroyed. The quake sent tremors traveling as far as Jamaica and Cuba. At the Vatican, Pope Francis urges nations to send quick aid. This is VOA News. A team of 200 Chinese police, emergency workers, and experts on Sunday were trying to reach 19 coal miners trapped in a flooded mine in the northwestern province. State media reported Saturday rescuers have retrieved two workers already from the mine, one who died. Local authorities say the mine was ordered by the province to stop operating and fix safety hazards on August 2nd, with work still underway. A flood in April at a coal mine in the northwest Xinjiang region left over two dozen miners trapped. China's coal mines are among the world's deadliest, regularly suffering explosions and gas leaks despite repeated safety crackdowns. Libyan authorities have shut water supplies to swaths of the country after gunmen demanding the release of a jailed Gaddafi-era official threatened to sabotage the water network. The Water Authority says supplies to western and southwestern Libya were interrupted overnight Saturday to Sunday. It took the decision to cut the supply after gunmen Thursday stormed several water distribution centers, demanding the release of the jailed official, a brother-in-law of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. On Thursday, gunmen gave authorities 72 hours to release him from detention in the capital Tripoli, according to the Water Authority. If their demands were not met, they planned on attacking the network, which brings water from underground wells in the Sahara to Tripoli. A statement from the Great Man-Made River Authority said it was preferable to cut the water supply than to see it damaged in any potential attack. A Hong Kong pro-democracy group that organized some of the biggest protests during months of political upheaval in 2019 is dissolving, the group said Sunday. The Hong Kong Civil Human Rights Front, made up of a slew of member organizations, said it could no longer operate. Local media is reporting the decision comes as the group faces a police investigation for a possible violation of a national security law. Earlier this week, the city's largest teacher union disbanded in light of what it said were drastic changes to the political environment. And Japan braced for further downpours on Sunday as rescuers sift through flood and landslide damage after record rain that left at least six dead. Residents returned to check on their mud-covered homes in the country's southwest, where nearly 2 million people were urged to seek shelter on Saturday as dozens of rivers overflowed. Showers eased in the hard-hit region on Sunday, with the weather agency downgrading alerts from the top level, but more rain was expected from the evening. The Japan Meteorology Agency called the recent rainfall levels, quote, unprecedented. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.